each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Loretta Frelick, and I'm not Father Anthony, whom you expected to hear, but I am the other half of the Mary and Loretta team that you hear on Mondays on Winds of Change, and it is my privilege to fill in for Father Anthony today on Winds of Change, the new EWTN Catholic Radio voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 at WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WFSI. And I'm just super excited to be here with you today. My partner, Mary, is down in Springfield, Illinois today, and she is lobbying our legislators on the Parental Notification Act that is going to come before the Illinois General Assembly in the attempt to overturn parental notification. And as we've talked many times on our Monday show, this is not about abortion. This is about your parental rights. You have a right as a parent. Parents have rights when their child is about to receive an abortion. And when that occurs, parents are to be notified. And it is a very important law. And, you know, don't let it affect your rights as parents. Get on the phone. Call your legislators. Let them know that you want to be informed when your child is having an invasive surgical procedure. And you also want to be informed because you are the parents of this child. And this child may come home to your house. You won't know if that child is suffering the effects of a botched abortion, if this child is in danger of bleeding to death, or if your child has been assaulted and this is yet another assault being performed on your child. So we want everybody to be informed, and we want everybody to call your state reps now. And the Catholic Conference of Illinois, go on that website. Bob Gilligan and team are amazing, and they will get you connected with the right legislator if you don't know who represents you. Now, if you don't know who represents you, that's another program. But we want you to get on those phones and give them a call. We also would like you to be praying. We have the Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization case that is before the Supreme Court for arguments on December 4th, and it's challenging 2018 Missouri state law that banned abortion after the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. Oral arguments, as I said, are set for December 1st, 2021. So we want you to start praying for the justices of the Supreme Court, that their hearts, their minds, their ears be open, and that those that are arguing for this law to be upheld, that you cannot have an abortion after the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. We want the Holy Spirit to come upon them and just confuse the enemy. Don't let them make any headway in the abortion law in this nation. And today, our guest, oh, I'm so excited. She is a friend of the Monday show. Her name is Maria Vadilla. She has come on. Anybody who hears us on Monday knows how exciting you feel just when you talk to Maria about Holy Spirit. And she has been on the Friday show and is now making her first appearance on the Thursday show. Hi there, Maria. Are you with us?
Hi there, Loretta. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Lots to pray for.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Always helps us.
Always. And the Holy Spirit will help us in this challenge of abortion. I know that because Holy Spirit has never disappointed me. How about you?
Yes. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, wisdom, revelation. He gives us supernatural strength. He is an absolute wonderful helper in everything. And he helps us to pray the right way, Loretta. He helps us to pray so that we can hit the target. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And, you know, as you know, Maria, I am working as a catechist in my parish with the students that will be receiving confirmation. And it's really just so exciting to talk about Holy Spirit because I decided these kids kind of weren't sort of like, I don't know. They just didn't seem as enthused as I did. And so I've started them reading Acts of the Apostles just in little bits because I want them to see the supernatural lifestyle that is there for them in the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And how the church needs to start moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And the young generation, they need to be challenged because a Christian life is a supernatural lifestyle. It is not boring. It's full of amazing, exciting suddenlies and adventures. And we see the power of God flowing through us in our lives. And we start bearing fruit for the Lord. And the name of Jesus starts being exalted and magnified. So it's a powerful, beautiful life. And they need to know that. It's not boring.
No, yeah. It's not boring. And what's so exciting is the suddenlies that you talked about, you know, things that you never would have guessed would happen suddenly start happening.
Yes. And, you know, we in 1967, the Holy Spirit came on a group of Catholic students. They were young students and they were hungry for more because, you know what? They used to read the book of Acts like you're doing, and they said to themselves, our Catholic lives do not resemble anything to how the early Christians lived in the book of Acts. And they said to themselves, what's missing? So they got together, and the Holy Spirit came suddenly, like in the day of Pentecost, and empowered them with the Spirit, and that was the birth of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. So the Catholic Charismatic Renewal is not a human agenda. It is a totally sovereign move of God. It was God who sent the Spirit that day. And I think that today there are over 100 million Catholics baptized, in other words, empowered with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. And it's an exciting time to be alive as a Catholic. I really believe that. I know that I've never had so many exciting, powerful things happen. And what's so personally exciting is the prayer that we pray, the Lord answers it. And you can see the fruit of your prayer to the Lord, like right now in this time happening.
Yes. And, you know, the Lord wants us to walk just like Jesus walked. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. Matthew 10:7-8, the Lord says, and as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand, heal the sick, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. What you have freely received, freely give. So we have a lot of work in our hands. Amen. There's a lot of work to do. And Loretta, I think this is the greatest time for the church if we just wake up because the harvest is so ready, but the workers are few. I mean, people are confused, depressed. They're angry. They cannot trust the government. They can't trust the church anymore. They don't know where to go. They have no hope for life, but we have the answer. Amen.
Amen.
We have the answer. And it's Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is. You know, ever since I came to know the Lord in a deeper way, my life has never been the same. It was like I lived a life in black and white, and it was, and now it's in Technicolor. You know, that Dick Tracy movie where the reds were redder, the blues were bluer, the yellows were brighter. And, you know, today I met a woman after Mass, and we sat and prayed in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and I was able to share with her how I felt before I really knew Jesus. And, you know, Maria, I had a wonderful Catholic education. I had a wonderful life. I truly wanted for nothing. The Lord provided everything I could possibly need. I had a wonderful home and parents. But I remember sitting in my church pew, and I cried out, "Is this all there is? I want a do-over if this is all there is." Because I'd been leading that life that if I was good, people would be good to me. You know, I was doing all the things my parents and the nuns told me, but it was just kind of a blah life. And it was after I cried out that prayer in my pew that the Lord involved me in an ecumenical charismatic prayer group and a Catholic women's Bible study. And I can tell you my life has never been the same. And I wouldn't go back for $1 million.
It's the same with me, Loretta. My life totally changed. And it's exactly what you have just mentioned. It's like you get a new set of glasses.
Right.
Life is totally different. The way you think changes. I mean, it is amazing what the Lord has in store for his people. But, you know, the tragic part is that so many of God's people don't think that God has anything in store for them. They just take life and they accept everything that comes their way. They don't intercede. They don't pray, you know, thinking that things can change through our prayer and that life can be transformed. And, you know, so many are stuck in a pit of passivity rather than getting up and moving in the power of God.
Absolutely, Maria. And it's just what you talked about before where, you know, people are confused, they're angry. I can remember, Maria, I spent most of my life until I came to the Lord in a deeper way, because obviously as a Catholic, I was baptized and confirmed and, you know, practicing my faith. But inside of me, if you could see inside, it was like my whole body was shaking. You didn't see the shake outside. I had a very, you know, I kept it together. But I was always nervous, like, when's the other shoe going to drop? Okay, this is good. Something good happened to me. But now then that must mean there's something bad coming. I was just always looking over my shoulder in a phrase, I guess. But it was when I came to know Jesus that I just found such peace in my soul, in my heart, in my body. And it just became a joyful movement of the morning to greet the day with, you know, Lord, what are we going to see today? What's the adventure? Who do you want to call to you for yourself, for the price you paid on the cross? You know, my life has just changed so remarkably. I don't even recognize that other life anymore.
I know so many people, you know, when they get, when they wake up in the morning, they get dressed for a funeral, you know.
Right.
They just don't expect anything good to ever happen to them. And, you know, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
And he's been lying to us all our lives. And until we encounter the truth of the Word of God, we're not going to be walking the way that God wants us to walk. You know, Loretta, the Lord wants to partner with us. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1, we partner with the Holy Spirit. And down here in Miami, we have opened up a ministry for the sex trafficked young women, that when they are rescued from that, you know, from that enslavement, from those pimps, they have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to recover. They have nowhere to go and be restored back to the Lord. And that we have opened up this ministry because the Lord asked us to. And that we have seen we have seen so many wonderful things happen to these women that only God could do it. And the point that I'm trying to make is the Lord transforms our lives. He transforms our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Like you said, you were nervous. You were negative. You were thinking in pessimism. But when the Holy Spirit came, everything changed for you. And our lives changed. Our lives are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And one of these young women that came to us, and she spent like at least a year with us, a young lady, that she got trafficked at the university, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. One of her boyfriends, you know, drugged her up, whatever, and enslaved her for I don't know how many months in his apartment. But this is going on everywhere.
Yes.
And he had her enslaved, I don't know, for at least 5 months, I think. And he was making a lot of money off her. Finally, when she got freed from this, mm-hmm. she came to us. And, you know, that such a beautiful work of restoration. She gave her life to Jesus. She got filled with the Holy Spirit. We helped her get her nurse's aid certificate. Now she's back home. And she's married. She had a baby. You know, lives change through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we need to understand that.
Amen. And when we come back, Maria, let's hear more about that. We need to go into a break right now. And I am Loretta Frelick filling in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland. WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WFSI.
The cold and snow is just about here. And so, Providence Soup Kitchen at St. Stanislaus Kostka is asking for donations of new or used men's winter coats. You may drop them off Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Soup Kitchen off the church parking lot. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. Thank you for your generosity.
I'm Mary Fiorito, Winds of Change guest host, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
Welcome to a St. Nicholas Minute. When did St. Nicholas begin delivering gifts on Christmas Eve? Well, sadly, by the end of the 18th century and the first part of the 19th century, people more and more forgot why we celebrate Christmas. So one day some folks invited me to deliver gifts on Christmas Eve instead of St. Nicholas Eve in early December. You can imagine my joy. The birthday of Jesus, what an honor! But it was then that they took away my bishop's vestments and dressed me like an elf. Talk about an extreme makeover! That's why on Christmas Eve of 1822, Dr. Clement Moore wrote down what he saw. He said he saw a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Why, you ask, did he have doubts in his mind whether it was St. Nicholas or not? Well, he knew I was a bishop. He was shocked to see me dressed like an elf. But no matter how I'm dressed, my spirit is still the same. I'm filled with the joy that flows from the Christmas proclamation, Christ is born. Glorify him.
Welcome back. We're here with Maria Vadilla. Maria, tell us more about transforming lives in Miami in the sex trafficking area that you work in.
Yes. So the Lord, you know, gave me a dream, and then he spoke to me to open up a house for these young women that are rescued from sex trafficking. And we prayed about it, and it became a reality. And a lot of these women have changed lives. I'm not going to say that every person has, every woman has changed their life, because some cases are really, really tough, okay?
Sure.
But a lot of women's lives have changed, and they are living productive lives. They have their jobs, they have their lives. And this young lady that I had just mentioned, that she has her certificate as a nurse's aide, and now she's married and had her baby. She said that that if it hadn't been for our ministry, she would have had an abortion.
Wow.
Because she values life now, you know, after she came to Jesus and she was ministered to, and she started to read the Word of God. She says, I would have had an abortion right away. But she has her baby now and is happily married and working. And another transformed life was a young lady. She had become a lesbian because she had been gang raped. She had been trafficked. She hated men, Loretta. She hated men because of the abuse. And she came to our ministry, and she spent a year with us. And she had given her life to Jesus when she came, but we laid hands on her for her to be empowered with the Holy Spirit. And we prophesied over her life, wonderful prophetic words, because, as you know, God has wonderful plans for everybody.
Amen.
I don't care what they look like. So this young lady looked like a little boy, you know, dressed like a boy, and then her haircut was just like a little boy. She looked like a little boy, but she was a female. But, you know, you would see the change.
Yes.
In her taking place. Amazing. And after a year of staying with us, she said, can I go to some school of evangelization, some supernatural school, 3 months of intense school with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God? And she did that. And boy, now she's telling people about Jesus. She's working. She has her apartment. She's self-sustaining. You know what I'm saying?
They're
getting a life. And so we cannot underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the same Spirit, Romans 8:11, that raised Jesus from the dead. Nothing is impossible with God. Amen?
Amen.
And God did not create anyone to be a failure. God did not create anyone to be a piece of junk. God did not create anyone to experience defeat after defeat after defeat. No. He created us to be champions. He created us to be giant slayers. He created us to impact the world for him.
Amen.
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 I don't care what anybody else's past looks like. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You are born again, and you have every blessing that you need in Christ, everything that you need.
You are so right, Maria.
Yeah.
You know, Maria, I can tell you in my own life, you know, once I got filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and I just kept, you know, I thought I was chasing him down, but he was running me down with a tsunami of blessing for me and my life. And I have to tell you, you know, I thought, wow, if this is so good, I want everybody else to know about it. And I spent years after years trying to get my parish to just take note that the Holy Spirit is just there for the asking. And, you know, God's sense of humor is so, so funny. Last year, before the COVID lockdown occurred, I made a presentation to a committee in my parish called Renew My Church. Now, I thought it would be a great idea if we taught people how to pray with other people and, you know, had a plan, showed everybody, it was all good. They wanted to hear about it. But in the end, no, they didn't think parishioners should pray with other people after Mass. That was just not going to be their plan. And I was really kind of just dejected. But, you know, Lord, I give it to you. This is your place. This is your parish. Your purpose and plan is what we want here. And for me and for my parish. And, you know, doesn't the Lord just surprise me beyond measure, inviting me to be part of the board of Pentecost Today, which is the board that oversees the renewal in the United States, and says, you know what, Loretta, we want you to help us get the Holy Spirit out there to the entire nation. I mean, God is just so filled with surprises. In one place, my parish, the answer is, nope, not here, Loretta. But then the Lord says, come on over here. I have a place for you. And just a blessing after blessing.
Yes, and I believe that the Lord said when he looked at you, he saw that you were faithful. You had been faithful with the small things, and now he can trust you with this appointment.
Amen.
You know, because how it works in the kingdom. We are faithful with the small things, and then the Lord can entrust us with more authority and with greater things. That's the way that it is, you know?
Yes, it
so
is.
The Holy Spirit, I mean, the Holy Spirit is so amazing. The Lord is prompting me to share this testimony about what happened one time in Uganda, in Africa. There was a parish priest that didn't want anything to do with the Holy Spirit. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
And yes, and when the charismatic renewal of that parish invited me, I went. And the priest, you know, he didn't even come to say hello. I mean, I could care less, to be honest
sure,
with you.
Sure, I understand.
But the people were a little upset that they had invited a guest speaker from America, and the parish priest didn't even come to say hello. Anyway.
it's a little unusual. Has he read Acts of the Apostles?
So the people were blessed. So many people got healed. So many people that gave their lives to Jesus. We bought them Bibles because they were so poor they didn't even have money for Bibles. So I go back the next year to the same place, and the parish priest immediately came up to meet me. The parish priest couldn't have been more friendlier.
Glory.
By the time that I left, I said, Father, do you want me to pray for you? Immediately he took my hand and placed my hand on his head.
Glory.
Said, please pray for me. I said to myself, wow, this is amazing. So I went ahead and I prayed for the priest, but I asked my friends afterwards, what happened to the priest? What happened? Why did he change? You know, because within a year, he went from not wanting anything to do with the Holy Spirit to wanting everything that the Holy Spirit had for him. And what it turned out was that what one of his parishioners, as you know, there's a lot of witchcraft in Africa.
Yes.
And one of his parishioners, her house got burned down. Nobody knows how. Nobody knows anything. But she was left without a house and without belongings. And she went over knocking on the parish priest's door. And as this woman walked, you could see the dust, stones, and little pieces of twigs and stuff just flowing around her. It was crazy.
Wow.
You know, this is demonic. These things exist. So she knocked on the priest's house, and the priest freaked out. He did not know what to do. He did not know what to do, and he said, you know what? The only thing that I can think of is called a charismatic. And, yeah, and the charismatics came, and they started to praise the Lord, and they took authority over that demonic spirit, over that woman, and they set her free, and all those manifestations around that woman stopped. And so that's what made this parish priest change his mind about the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
Yeah, he had to have an encounter with something that he couldn't do on his own, you know?
Right.
You know? But finally, he humbled himself, and he said, well, I guess the Holy Spirit is the one that can help me from now on. And so he changed.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable? And you know what I love about Holy Spirit, too, is he also teaches us how to pray.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of people, need help with the gift of tongues and and we just need to think of it as a prayer language.
Yes.
Yes, because in Scripture, you know, God tells us, you know, when you don't know how to pray, those groanings, those are the Holy Spirit. And, you know, you can ask me, Maria, to pray for an intention. Like when your sister Fifi, when she was with COVID in the Central America and you needed to get her out, and you sent out the prayer request and called people and asked us to pray for Fifi. And, you know, we may not know all of the particulars, all the doors that the Holy Spirit needs to open, but we can start praying in our prayer language. And that's Holy Spirit praying through us for the circumstance, for Fifi. And so when you told the story of Fifi with all of its amazing twists and turns and her rescue, it just pointed out all the many ways in which Holy Spirit knew what he was going to do, how he was going to do it, and it was the prayer language that just worked on everyone as they helped support the Holy Spirit in his action.
Yes, because the Holy Spirit is God, and he prays with our spirit in a way that he hits the target.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He doesn't have a problem of unbelief. He doesn't doubt, and he knows everything. So it's the perfect prayer. And a lot of people have a problem with the prayer language. And we need to understand that God is a giver of every good gift. God doesn't give us junk.
Mm-mm.
And if he gives us gifts, it's because we need them. I mean, we do not know. I mean, we do not need a prayer language to go to heaven, but to be powerful and bear fruit on earth, we do. Amen.
Amen.
Can you think that?
Can you tell us more something? Can you tell us more about the prayer language and how you first got it?
Well, I did a Life in the Spirit seminar, and those prayer leaders laid hands on me after I gave my life to Jesus. And they prayed for me for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? It's the empowerment that comes. It's a baptism of power. That's what it is, so that we can carry on with the works of Jesus. And they told me, you have received the Holy Spirit. Within the Spirit, there is a prayer language. Just look at us and listen to us and start doing it yourself. And that moment, I started to say the prayer language. I started to pray a little bit like that. And my leader told me, well, you got baby prayer language. You got baby prayer language. But if you continue with what you have, it's going to increase. And you know what? A few days later, I was asleep, and suddenly, the wealth of salvation in front of me, inside of me, broke open. And I started to pray in the Spirit, like if I had done it for the last 50 years, I mean 30 years.
Sure.
It was amazing. It was like rivers of living water. And this is exactly what Jesus says in John 7:38. Those who believe in me, out of your innermost beings will flow rivers of living water. And this is what happened, Loretta. It's like something broke inside of me, and rivers started to flow, and the prayer language just started to flow. It was amazing. I cannot tell you the joy that I experienced. And then, for me, this is the best way for me to pray. I mean, the way that God has wired me, I love the prayer language. Because it's easy, and it bypasses your mind,
yes,
which sometimes it's our biggest enemy. And so it's a direct connection with the heart of God. So it's very powerful.
Amen. And sometimes, you know, you can just go and walk and just pray in your prayer language, and you don't even need to know the words that are coming out of your mouth. It's just enough to be in line with God and what he is calling out for whatever your intentions that you're lifting up. And it's truly just a blessing. It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. It's one of the major weapons that we have, because we can use it anywhere. We can start it. We can stop it. And like Paul says in Romans 8:26, in our weakness, when we do not know how to pray any longer, you know, he comes to our aid. So this is so practical and so powerful. And the Holy Spirit is reminding me of the testimony of my friend Christina, whom you know.
Yes.
She has an only son, and her son was diagnosed with all types of learning disability and hyperactivity. And on top of that, the son was allergic to all those medicines that they give the kids, right? And she was told that her son would never be able to go to a regular university. There was no way. And that probably not being able to go to a regular high school, that he would need like a very specialized school, you know?
Yes.
Like almost like one-to-one. And you know what happened? Christina got baptized in the Holy Spirit. She received her prayer language. And every day she would lay hands on her son's head and pray in the Spirit over his head. And then she would lay hands on the pillow. On his pillow. where he would lay his head all night long, Horra Bara Chikala, you know?
Yes.
And then he would do his laundry. He would lay hands, you know, over his pants, over his shirts, over the socks, over everything that he would wear that day, everything covered in the prayer language. And you know what happened? He not only went to a regular high school, he went to a regular university, and he did his master's degree from American University in D.C. So Dr. Jesus,
amen,
works very powerfully through this prayer language.
Amen.
So this is quite a testimony, because this young man wants to run for politics one day. He wants to serve the government. He's a committed Christian, and he is amazing.
Our nation will be so blessed by him, because
yes,
he is a powerful son of a mighty woman of God.
Yes,
so
amen.
When we come back from our break, we're going to hear more, Maria, about some upcoming events with Glory Days, Days of Glory, Holy Spirit Celebration, so our listeners can learn how they can take the opportunity to grow in union with the Holy Spirit. I'm Loretta Fralick on Winds of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland. WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WFSI.
Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Kostka is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night. For your safety, we ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
We are the students of St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy.
Your children can join them for face-to-face classroom instruction. Visit ststanschicago.org to find out how.
And you're listening to the Winds of Change.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule, work, or just lost interest? To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
Welcome back. I'm Loretta Fralick, usually heard on Mondays with my co-host, Mary Fiorito. But today I'm filling in for Father Anthony with my friend and friend of the Monday show, Maria Vadilla. Maria, you have a lot of information that you've given our listeners. But if somebody says, I want this Holy Spirit experience, anything coming up that they should take note of?
Well, yes, we have a worship conference called Days of Glory to be held in Woburn, Massachusetts, November 4th through the 7th. And if they are interested, they can Google it. They can log into www.daysofglory.org, and we're going to have a lot of praise and worship, and we're going to have a Life in the Spirit seminar going on, and a lot of preaching and teaching, and so it's a good immersion in the Holy Spirit. So I recommend it, because lives are changed, and people live refreshed and empowered, and with meaning and purpose. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
We're not a hopeless people. We are here for a reason. we are alive for such a time as this. And the Lord wants to partner with us so that we can extend his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, you've mentioned the word worship a couple times. Why is worship so important?
Because when we praise and worship the Lord, the atmosphere is changed. And the Lord is enthroned in the praises of his people. As you know, the enemy, the devil, is the prince of the power of the air. So when we start praising the Lord, he gets displaced. There's only one place for one king, and that's King Jesus. The enemy has to leave. And so what happens? In that kind of atmosphere, people are transformed, people are healed, people are delivered, people hear the voice of God. The angels start to minister. I mean, it's heaven on earth. That's what happens.
Amen.
Yeah. Fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. So this is wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, you know, we here in the Renewal in Chicago, we are also hosting a Holy Spirit celebration this tomorrow night, Friday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. at St. Luke Church in River Forest. And the whole purpose is to thank God for blessings bestowed and the soon and coming revival. God does not mean for his people to live in lockdown. He does not mean for his people to live masked up. We have our voices, and there is power in our voice when we proclaim that Jesus is Lord, and we are not going to take it anymore in Chicago. We are having a Holy Spirit celebration, and we will be worshiping with an incredible worship team. I know you know Mark Nemo well, but he has teamed up with a young family that was, they have been in the Renewal for as long as I have, but this young family now, all of the kids, mom, dad, they worship the Lord, and they've teamed up with Mark Nemo, and it's a great worship time. So if people wanted to come and be a part of the worship and feel that changed atmosphere and the fullness of joy that you talked about, Maria, they can join us tomorrow night for that worship. And then we're going to have Mass with our liaison, Father Donald Uraga. And Father Donald is from Nigeria. And Father Donald is the pastor of two parishes here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, St. Margaret of Scotland and St. Killian's. And he is going to say the Mass and the homily and just really lift us up out of the heaviness that has come with this COVID and the lockdown. And I just really hope that if you're free tomorrow night, you come on over to St. Luke's.
Now, yes, I recommend it because even if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, there is always more.
Amen.
There are no limitations. There's always more that God wants to release upon your life because he wants us to walk just like Jesus walked. Loretta, I was praying in the Spirit, and I have some words of knowledge, and this is a gift of the Holy Spirit because when we pray in the Spirit, the rivers start to flow, and we hear the voice of God, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit start flowing. I believe there is a lady named Nancy. She has been suffering from depression, and she's listening to this radio program right now. And in Jesus' mighty name, I take authority over the spirit of depression. I bind it, and I command it to leave Nancy right now. We break that assignment on Nancy's life, and Nancy, lift up your hands to heaven and get filled with the Holy Spirit right now, right now. Get filled with the oil of gladness in your life. Your life is starting to change. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I also, somebody with a heart problem, I don't know what this would be, the name of this sickness is, but you have a problem with your heart, and you have shortness of breath, and the Lord is touching your heart right now, and there is a healing that is taking place right now. I also see knees being healed, knees and joints being healed, like necks being healed, and shoulders and elbows and wrists being healed. I believe this arthritic pain leaving in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord came to destroy the works of the devil. Sickness and disease is something that we don't have to accept. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He took it at the cross. By his wounds, we have been healed. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory.
Thank you, Lord. And if anyone wants to call and let us know that they're the Nancy whose depression has lifted, or they have been relieved from any shortness of breath or any problems with knees and joints, if you want to call the Charismatic Renewal at 708-209-1199, we will take your praise report and direct you to a prayer group where you can receive continue blessing.
Yes. You know, when a person gets healed or gets whatever and receives an answer to prayer, testimony should be given about what the Lord has done. It's all to exalt Jesus and to glorify the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, and it's so important that we give glory to him. And everywhere that we go, that we share our testimony with people like we're doing now. This is so important.
Now, when you say testimony, Maria, what are you suggesting our listeners are doing?
The testimony means what the Lord has done for you. Whether how you encountered the Lord, how you received salvation, when you received the revelation of the power of the blood of Jesus, how you surrendered your life to him, what happened? How did you know that Jesus was the Savior? How did you know that you needed forgiveness? Because the truth is that most people live blinded to this truth. Amen.
Amen.
I was one of them. For 37 years, I was blinded. I went to Catholic school. I got the sacraments. I was married in church, but I was blinded. I had no revelation of my need for Jesus at all. I did not know him personally. I knew about him, but I did not know him personally. And that's what makes the difference. It could also be a testimony of a healing. It could be a testimony of being set free from an evil spirit, you know.
Sure.
There's many ways. Testimony of having found a job.
Right.
A testimony of the favor of God upon your life.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what year it was, but, you know, the Lord works really strangely with me, probably because I am such a difficult case. But I remember one year. I could not get over the fact that when God the Father looks at me, he sees the righteousness of Jesus because what Jesus did for me on the cross.
Amen.
And Maria, it was like every day I woke up and it was like the revelation was totally fresh and I had to tell someone. People go, I know, you're going to tell me about the righteousness of Jesus. But really, it was like so cool because I experienced the newness of it almost every day for a year. And I just would revel in it. Just, oh my gosh, the Father sees Jesus when he looks at me. He sees the righteousness of Jesus because of what Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
You just can't help but tell somebody that good news.
No, and this revelation, you know, this is how important it is to receive revelation, because the revelation causes transformation.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
So this is why we need Holy Spirit, because he's the one that reveals Jesus to us and reveals the Word of God to us. So this is so beautiful, so important. And Loretta, you know what? So many Catholics live under guilt, shame, and condemnation.
You're so right.
Because they don't know the truth of the Word of God.
Yes.
You know? Romans 8:1, it says, now therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And there is no condemnation, not because of us, it's because of the blood of Jesus. It's because of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Salvation being a free gift. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We could not save ourselves. This is why he had to come and do it for us. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
See, I get excited just to think about this. I just want to jump for joy.
I know.
I just jump for joy. Every time I think about salvation and what the Lord has done for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And, you know, the best part about the joy is it just transcends whatever is going on in your world and in your life. The joy, you would be, people would look at you and think, you got to be nuts. You know, the world has got all these problems. You've got all these problems. But then when you take your eyes off your problems, you focus on the Lord, and the fullness of that joy comes over you. You know, nothing's gonna harm you. There's no problem that's bigger than Jesus.
No, Jesus has never lost a battle.
Amen.
Ever.
Amen.
And he fights for us. He fights for us. He's a warrior. Exodus 15, verse 3, the Lord is a warrior, you know?
Yes.
And he has never lost a battle. And today we see that we are living in World War III.
We are, aren't we?
It's a different kind of war.
It's
different. But you know what? As we walk with the Lord and we pray and we intercede and we decree and declare and we fight for righteousness, for example, we battle against abortion, we're going to see victory after victory after victory. Amen?
Amen.
Because the Lord is fighting for us. He needs his people praying on planet Earth.
Amen.
He needs his people interceding on planet Earth so that he can move in power on our behalf. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And, you know, one of the things that is so wonderful is the worship. When you worship and you get to the other side of, you get to heaven through the worship, it is really such a blessing. It transforms you from your present place in the muck and the mire, and it just takes you to heaven.
It elevates you. You're elevated.
Right.
You know, from planet Earth. And we know that there is so much power in praise. That's another weapon that we have, you know, because the Lord inhabits our praises. And what does he do? He starts battling against the evil. He destroys the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. So, you know, this is one area that the church needs to wake up and understand that we are a people of praise. The charismatic renewal did not make this up. This is made up by God. When we read the Word of God, hundreds of times the Word of God says for us to praise the Lord. And when we get to heaven, heaven is an atmosphere of praise and worship. Heaven is not a quiet place. The praises of God are going on 24/7. 24/7. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We are just practicing here for what we are going to enjoy an eternity of.
Loretta,
yes?
There might be people here, Catholics, that have never proclaimed Jesus as Lord and Savior, and maybe they want to do this afternoon.
That's a great idea, Maria. Why don't you lead us in that prayer?
Yes. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, the Apostle Paul says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so it's a good day to do this prayer of salvation. So just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you with a repentant heart. I confess that I have sinned. I confess that I have fallen short of the glory of God. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you are the Savior of the world. I believe that you died for me on the cross. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me, cleanse me, wash me clean with your precious blood. Today I renounce Satan and all his lies. I renounce sin. And now I confess with my mouth what I believe in my heart, that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer from the heart, it's a done deal. Jesus has gone inside of you as your Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And today is a day of salvation. This is a moment of grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you did pray that prayer and you want to know your next step, I really would like you to call the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Center for Chicago. That number is 708-209-1199. 708-209-1199. 9999 or go to our website, which is chicagorenewal.org. Chicagorenewal.org. And you'll find opportunities to become part of prayer group. You'll find a way to get ministry through the Charismatic Renewal and continue a life filled with abundant joy and expectation beyond your own understanding. And, you know, Maria, you are someone who lives the supernatural lifestyle. Can you just tell our listeners in the few minutes we have left what they can expect living a different life in Christ?
In other words, you experience the presence of God all the time.
Yes.
You experience Him with you all the time. It's so beautiful, so powerful. Then we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We carry on with the works of Jesus. We heal the sick. I mean, I've seen so many people get healed. It's amazing. It's powerful. It's beautiful. And I believe that the Lord is accelerating the power of the Holy Spirit to heal the sick and to set the captives free. We can prophesy over people. In other words, we hear the word of God. We hear the voice of God about a certain person, and we prophesy that word over their lives. Their lives get changed. When we pray in the Spirit, we experience that connection with the heart of God. We become a part of a community. These people in the community, Loretta, they become
yes.
like family.
They are.
Because we are one in the Spirit. We become like family. And I've gone to so many nations. I've been to Africa so many times. And when I get there, I am one with these people, even though I'm not their own color. My hair is different. I come from another nation. But we are one in the Spirit. See, it's beautiful because the blood of Jesus comes against the color line. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
We become one in the Spirit. And this is how beautiful we get a new heart. No political party is going to give you a new heart.
Nope.
It's only the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It's Him who changes hearts. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, yeah. Maria, we want to thank you so much for being with us today. It has been such a blessing. I'm on fire. I got to go out and tell somebody about Jesus right now. And I am always energized when I speak with you or am a part of the Bible study. And so I just really want to thank you for taking the time today come on the radio. And if anybody is interested in going to Holy Spirit Immersion School, you can go to www.daysofglory.org. They have a Life in the Spirit seminar where you'll understand the basics of what we're talking about and get that meaning and purpose. Be sure to go and tell Maria you heard her on Winds of Change and that you chose to come to Days of Glory. And also, all of you out there are welcome to join us. Just come and see what it's like. It's in St. Luke Catholic Church. It is the Holy Spirit celebration where we're going to give thanks on Friday, October 22nd, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. You'll enjoy the praise, worship, and glory of Mark Nemo and the Madel family. Mass will be celebrated by Father Donald Uraga. And we will look forward to seeing you there. You keep praying for an end to abortion. You keep the Supreme Court justices on your heart in the hearing Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization and call your state rep to tell them vote no on revoking parental notification. I will see you Monday here on Winds of Change. God bless you all.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide.